Okay, just warning, there is wine on the set and Brittany's in the studio. There is a problem here. Oh, well, the stars are aligning, I guess. Whatever that is. Hey, we're talking Indianapolis Wine Festival as well as Indie Dew Day today on The Edge.
Your audio and video source featuring Indianapolis tech trends, marketing industry champions, and business innovation. This is Edge of Indy, broadcasting from Edge Media Studios. Let's get today's conversation started.
All right. Hey, how are we doing here? Welcome back to Edge of Indy. If you haven't seen Edge of Indy on livecast or haven't picked up Edge of Indy on the audio podcast, welcome to the show. Happy to have you here. Let me tell you what Edge of Indy is all about. The show is put on by Site Strategics. We're a digital marketing firm focused on agile marketing here in Indianapolis, Indiana. And we really wanted to connect with organizations, local Indianapolis entrepreneurs, innovators, movers, and shakers, and also featuring people and organizations out there that are helping Indianapolis be an awesome place to live and visit as well. So we talk about choosing local often here in Indy, and that's what Edge of Indy is all about. So I want to introduce some of friends of ours here in the studio. We've got Brittany Simpson, digital marketing strategist of Site Strategics, with a glass of wine.
Hello, Indianapolis.
Nothing wrong with that picture whatsoever, right? It's just going to go downhill from here. But the purveyor of this particular elixir, we certainly appreciate him coming in. It's Marcus Fisher, trade marketing manager of Anheuser-Busch. I know that bloody name.
Also, my new best friend, Marcus. Thank you, Marcus, for my wine.
It is my pleasure.
This is a great way to start the show.
Only downhill from here.
Now, she's only had a little bit. The tumbler over there literally is Diet Coke, I swear.
This is Diet Coke and not wine, and this is wine, so okay. Nobody panic.
No, oh, we're panicked. Well, welcome to the show, Marcus. Appreciate it. And do you know what you have wrought?
I'm learning as I go,
yes. Oh, my Lord. And I've got a big empty glass. I'm just pointing that out, and boy, did she just...
We're very quick friends, Marcus and I.
I'm going to have to start seating all of our guests over here just so I can at least get a little bit before we go live. Well, welcome to the show. First things first, we read this morning that Anheuser-Busch is actually sending 3 truckloads. Could you put the glass down? My gosh. No. 155,000 cans of emergency drinking water to help communities in the Gulf Coast area as they recover from the hurricane, now the tropical storm Harvey. The company says it's actually donating at least $25,000 to the Red Cross there. Mm-hmm. To assist in the Harvey relief funds and efforts. So we just wanted to give that company a huge kudos for stepping up during this incredible time right now. So, I mean, kudos to Anheuser-Busch and all the local affiliates to be able to do just that.
Well, thank you. I'll take all the credit for that.
Mark, that's fantastic, man.
No, we've had a long-standing partnership with the Red Cross.
Cool.
And we have a brewery in Houston itself, so it's one of those that's hits local and it's home, and we're going to take care of the people down there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's part of why we talk about choosing local and having local connections in business, is because that's where a lot of companies, big and small, can really do the best work and kind of bypass business, because you do have a civilian and citizen responsibility. And whenever something happens in a local community, it's great to be able to see those type of... Yep, oh, sorry. Anyway, the focus here of the show is to really be able to promote businesses such as yourself. So, what we're really here to promote, actually, is the upcoming Indianapolis Wine Festival, which I understand provides an opportunity to sample close to 200 wines from around the world.
Mm-hmm.
That is fantastic, and we've got one.
I brought a Chilean Cabernet Sauvignon. Yes.
Oh my gosh, that is fantastic.
This is one of the wines that was sampled last year.
Uh-huh.
Well, you imagine they'll come back again this year. But it is truly a celebration of food, wine, and friends. Last year, we were at American Legion Mall. And I had the pleasure of last year working for the production company that owned this event. So I'm kind of the founder of this festival.
Oh, very cool.
I took the opportunity to move to Indianapolis and work for Anheuser-Busch. So now I'm on the sponsor side. So we're the official beer of the event.
That's awesome. This is the second year for the event, right?
Second year,
and
yes.
And it's September 15th and 16th, but you have a new location.
New location, right? Which we're excited about. It's downtown Pan Am Plaza and Georgia Street.
That's a great place. I used to work very close to there, and that's a hot, poppin' place.
So it is.
That should get a lot of traffic for you.
A lot of just after-work crowds on Friday night walking over there. Yes.
Very good. I'll be there.
Now, there's 200 wines there.
Well, and I would like to sample all of them.
I'm just wondering, are the other wines here? Anybody? Well, we're certainly going to sample that. That's for darn sure. Or we already have. This event is actually pretty unique as far as ticketing goes. Can you tell us a little bit about the different levels of tickets and what each includes?
Certainly can. So there's really three levels of tickets. There's the Connoisseurs Club, which is the highest level ticket, the VIP ticket.
Cool.
$120 online, $140 at the gate, mm-hmm. if there's still any available. And that'll get you access to complimentary wines, obviously, and then your own complimentary food and the Big Red Liquors Connoisseurs Club.
Big Red Liquors has special discounted prices, and then you're also getting a free pint of beer with every ticket. Tell me about that.
Sure. So
thank
Big
you.
Red Liquors is the official sponsor of the event from the retail standpoint. So all the wines will be available for purchase at a discount through Big Red Liquors during the event itself. And they're also selling discounted tickets. So you can buy them online for $35, but $30 at Big Red Liquors location.
Very cool.
That's awesome.
That is awesome. And could I ask you, is this event rain or shine?
It is rain or shine. Last year it rained, and we saw a lot of rain, yes.
But people drank through it, right?
They sure did.
That's what you do. You drink through it.
any melody, any event whatsoever, you just drink through
just
it.
Just drink through it.
So you certainly have, what are we looking at from an attendance standpoint for the event? Now, this is the second year, obviously, so you're still...
Over the 2 days, about 5,000... total festival attendees.
Wow.
It'll be 2,000 on Friday and 3,000 on Saturday.
Okay.
And again, the venue itself can accommodate much more than that, but that's a progressive number to say this is probably what it's going to be like this year compared to the inaugural last year.
Sure. Any other vendors that are there at the Indianapolis Wine Festival?
Anheuser-Busch, as you mentioned. So if you get your complimentary ticket, get mm-hmm. you the samples, then you get one free pint of beer. So okay. We're bringing in the Stella Artois Airstream, which will be on Georgia Street.
Oh my gosh, that's fantastic.
It's a great... mobile marketing vehicle, and you come up, walk up there, give your ticket, and you'll get your free pint of Stella.
You have some great partners for the event too, partners and vendors. Do you want to name some of them? Because we're all about giving shout outs where they're due.
Tom Wood, Luxury Vehicles,
yeah,
is also the official sponsor of the DD ticket, which gets you complimentary sodas or water.
Okay,
which is a smart play for this event.
Yes. Absolutely,
I won't be doing it, but some people do.
Just go sleep in the Airstream.
Absolutely right. And then there's about a dozen local restaurants that are participating that will serve their best dishes out there on site. So the ticket gets you the samples for wine for free, mm-hmm. but then you have to buy your own food out there.
Very cool. Well, you also work with another organization, Folds of Honor. We'd be remiss if we didn't touch on some great work that you're doing and getting done. So can you tell us all about that?
Yeah, sure. So this is a charitable event when it comes down to it. Mm-hmm. The proceeds go to Folds of Honor, which was the same as last year. Last year was split between O'Reilly's Foundation and Folds of Honor. This year, Folds of Honor is taking the funding. And Budweiser and Anheuser-Busch has a longstanding partnership with Folds of Honor as well. So we did this year the America cans and the camouflage cans you might have seen.
Yeah.
All the proceeds of those went to Folds of Honor. So this is an event that comes close to home for us. Even though it's locally, there's got a national flavor to it as well. And the proceeds benefit Folds of Honor, which is fallen military victims.
Can you can you explore if anybody hasn't heard of Folds of Honor before? Can you tell our audience what that campaign is all about?
I'm not going to do it justice, but yes, they are a military charity where they actually are trying to help individuals that have come back from different wars and are down on their luck. So that's what the funding's for.
Gotcha. Very good. Well, I mean, an incredible noble aspect, and a portion of the proceeds also come from the festival will benefit that group as well as the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society as well. Right?
That's correct. That's with the partnership with Intercom here in Indianapolis. So we're going to use this event to raise some funds for them locally. Again, it's a local event, and that's what we're really interested about. We're a global brand, Anheuser-Busch, and this is a global wine from all over the world, but this is a local event with the money staying locally.
Roger that. That's fantastic.
That's what we're all about.
Absolutely. Boy, you almost want to do a broadcast from that event.
Hmm.
I'm sure we can make that happen.
Yeah?
Yeah. create like a radio row.
Media comes in and we can do some on air live wine testing.
We could do drunk history.
It could be a Game of Thrones, so you can stay the longest.
Yes, we have so many opportunities here.
I like that. We could absolutely dive into those themes. You know, I'm just seeing a lot of wreckage coming from this. But you know what? We'd love to give you some shout outs and be able to lift up the event. So let's talk and see what we can do to be able to help out there, because those proceeds going to those organizations are very, very important. And I mean, with Anheuser-Busch doing what they're doing in Texas, we couldn't be more proud of that brand. So let us know how we can help you in that space. I got to ask, even the first event, right?
Mm-hmm.
What funny things did you come across? Some oddities at the end of an Indianapolis Wine Festival.
Two things coming to mind initially. Number one,
he's ready and armed, man.
I had nothing to do with either of them.
Where were you?
We had the monumental downstorm of rain on Friday night.
Sure.
So North Street and American Legion Mall, which is in that valley, was a little bit underwater. When I say a little bit, the power company and the tent company and the stage were underwater.
Oh.
Whoa.
So we like, how are we even going to open this place up the next day? Well, everything dried out. We had good vendors that are able to do it, and we had a fantastic crowd the next day. So that's one. Two, because of all the rain, there were some wet areas, and we found a pair of heels the next day that someone decided got stuck in the mud.
Yep.
I'm just going to go barefoot instead.
Yep, that was me.
I respect that woman. Good for you. She drank through it. That's what she did. She drank through it.
That's what it's about.
I don't need these things. gonna check them off and sprint. Yeah, that's fantastic. Anything else that was pretty interesting? Except for, I mean, that's huge. I mean, just for the stage to be, I mean, us from a tech standpoint, we just got scared hearing that entire dissertation. Yeah. But any other interesting stories come out of last year?
There are some pictures of bales of hay. I'm not sure where they came from, floating down North Street. Which kind of was like, this is Indiana, bales of hay floating down the city
streets.
You
mean you don't see those every day?
You do not.
That's interesting.
So if you're interested in seeing any other oddities, well,
that's a good place to
not
start.
Talking about Brittany right now. Just saying. Check out the Indy Wine Festival. Let's get some dates of the event.
September 15 and 16, Friday,
okay.
Saturday.
Okay.
At Georgia Street in Pan Am Plaza.
Mm-hmm.
Tickets can be bought, like as I mentioned, at Big Red Liquors or online IndianapolisWineFestival.com.
Now, do you have group purchases and the like?
Yes, you can call the production agency, and they will actually do group discounts.
Fantastic.
Is that what you're going to do?
Well, hey, you know, we're also, we could possibly do that, but we could also, you know, connect with some of our Facebook friends. And certainly from our audio podcast listeners, I'm sorry, but you got to join the Facebook Live broadcast. Make sure that you jump in and throw some comments out about who we're talking to and even pose some questions to our guests. So if you're interested, jump in. We got a lot of people really excited about some Go Marcus.
Go Marcus. I have a question. What's your favorite kind of wine?
Ooh. I'm a Pinot Noir.
Oh.
It's a delicate wine, but it pairs well with a lot of good foods.
What do you like to pair with it?
Cheese.
More wine.
That's why you're my friend.
That's right. Yep.
She didn't ask me, did she?
What kind of wine do you like?
I'm a Shiraz.
A what?
Shiraz and Shiraz.
What kind is that?
It's a mixture of, I think it's a Cabernet Merlot kind of thing.
Oh.
Well, it's not really as light as Merlot, but it's
kind of a mutt dog, you know?
Pretty much. Yeah. Absolutely.
He hasn't even been drinking.
I haven't even drinking yet. Yeah. All right.
And
so
he thinks I'm out of control.
I'm just raising the bar. I'm just trying to keep ahead of you. You can follow Indy Wine Fest on Twitter at Indy Wine Fest, on Facebook at Indy Wine Fest, and Instagram. And I'm sure there's going to be some fantastic Instagrams going on for Indy Wine Fest at Indianapolis Wine Festival. And you can also check out their website. We'll go ahead and throw it on screen as well as the show notes at Eventsprout. Just search for Indianapolis Wine Festival in Eventsprout. You'll be able to find that. Folds of Honor. You can find them at foldsofhonor.org, as well as on Facebook at Facebook Folds of Honor. Go check that out. That's pretty important stuff. And if you're not aware of that program, that cause, check it out, because you can certainly help contribute. And as local companies watch the show and are aware of these causes, we champion you to jump in there and give to the same causes that Anheuser-Busch is doing and Indianapolis Wine Festival. So any final thoughts regarding the wine festival and where you were looking to see it go in the future?
Rain or shine, you're going to have fun drinking wine. That rhymed.
That did.
Didn't
that was great.
Intend to do it, but
that
yeah.
was
oh my
beautiful.
Gosh. That's like a tagline. Isn't it?
I forgot to mention we have entertainment both days as well. So on the entertainment stage, those some local acts are participating. Mm-hmm. Karma is one day.
Okay.
And Dos Idios, I think that's how you say it, are participating. So there's some musical entertainment. Again, it's just a celebration of food, friends, and wine.
Fantastic. And well, let's give the dates again, September 15th and 16th. That's a Friday and Saturday?
That's correct, yes.
And what times again?
5 to 10 on Friday.
Yep.
3 to 8 on Saturday.
Very good. Very good. All right, get your wine on. Thank you so much for being in here and be able to share the love of wine, right? Say thank you, Brittany.
Thank you.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me on.
No, you're more than welcome. We'll certainly check out, and we want to connect with you and see what we can do for you. Maybe even at the event. Who knows?
I'm going to see you out there.
All right. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You will see us, but who knows? Potentially, we might be able to bring out some rigs and do a little bit of broadcast. Who knows? We'll talk here soon. Thanks so much, Marcus, and on top of it, just thanks for having these type of festivals and contributing into Indianapolis. Okay, hey, another contributor into Indianapolis. Well, oddly enough, he is regularly, and he's also weird and wacky. We're going to be talking to Paul Poteet right now after this. Let me go get dressed.
Real life, real stories. Let's see what's trending in Indianapolis. This is Paul Poteet on The Edge.
Oh, we have a happy Paul here today. Look.
Yeah, that music gets me going. It picks me up and makes my work day go faster.
See, we're here to give you a lift. Every Wednesday. That's honestly part of why we were doing it, just to see you smile.
Just to make Paul happy.
Yep. Thank you. I've made a lot of money over the years just by smiling vacantly into a camera. So it's nice to know I still have it.
Nailed it.
Yeah, you got that vacant stare down.
Nailed it.
Wow, okay.
Think back. This first story is just blows my mind. Now think back. One of you won't have to think back as far there as the other one of you, but think back to when you were 10 years old.
Okay.
How old do you think I am?
Well,
one does not ask those questions.
That's right. As I say, two of us here in the segment are going to have to think back a little bit farther to get there. But it's 1973. I'm watching, I don't know, the Mod Squad and the Brady Bunch. I never helped my mom deliver a baby at that point in my life.
I can safely say I did not either.
Would you have had, so that's the question to ask, you know, during this story is, would you have been like this 10-year-old Louisiana boy mm-hmm. who
all
helped
right,
his
yeah,
mom
yeah. Yep,
deliver baby brother?
No.
Okay,
by the way, don't you still capitalize the M in mom? And, you know, not to get off track here, but look at that website.
Now, this is new age journalism. Unfortunately, it's not new age new media delivery, because we have a flash video there. But tell us the story. This is crazy.
Well, I'll tell you, because of the flash video, I'll tell you the story. His mom says, "I'm so proud of him. I don't think he understands how big this is. He saved me and his brother's life." She didn't realize that she was in labor until she went to the restroom and saw her baby's feet.
No,
hanging
no, no,
out.
No, 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 no.
Oh,
no, no,
we're in so much of a wrong place already.
I mean,
I just have like a Monty Python scene going through my head. Get that, Deirdre!
Mrs. P, the first time around, we had just gotten to the finish with the last Le Mans class, and we're driving home, and she starts to feel, and even then, you know, we panicked. I mean, that was the, so she knew, even though it was like a couple of weeks early, she knew something was up. And, you know, and then we get to the hospital, you know, with a couple of hours to spare. I mean, to get to the point where
you have no knowledge until you're going to the restroom.
What?
So that's the first super weirdness. Now, the next super weirdness in this story is...
I think you would agree that, yeah, any mom at this point is going to be kind of traumatized, but then her son gets involved. Her son, Jaden.
She drags the firstborn into it.
It doesn't say how he found out. Maybe if she, you know, yelled out help or whatever. But he ran to his grandmother's house to call 911.
That's good.
And 10-year-old kid. And when he came back, his mom said he calmly asked her what he needed to do. That is a 10-year-old man.
Yeah. Yes.
What do you need here? It's like your son is
MacGyver. I got this. What do you need?
I got this. What do you?
Hang on. I got tools in the garage. I'll be right back. Her son is like Tim Allen. So the mom's quote is, I just had to pull him by his legs, not hard, gently, until he came out. I was just hoping I didn't hurt him when I was pulling. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's the boy, not the mom. She's probably a little too busy to be doing this. But the boy, the 10-year-old boy's quote is, I just had to pull him by his legs, not hard, gently, until he came out. I was just hoping I didn't hurt him when I was pulling him out, the young hero said. And this, it's weird and it's kind of funny, but it's serious too. Doctors say if he hadn't stepped in, his brother would have died and his mom might have bled out during delivery. How about that if you're a 10-year-old boy? No pressure at all. That's why I say he's like MacGyver or something. And I think back to when I was 10 years old. No way.
No way.
If you're in the moment and you have the adrenaline, maybe something comes over. You think he's going to need some therapy?
Yes.
I think you forget it. I think something.
That's going to be a complete memory block of the event.
Room.
Oh, but just think of how he's going to laud this over his baby brother year after year after year. You wouldn't have been here if it wasn't for me.
Yeah, that's interesting too. When you love to see a follow-up story with these guys, you know, like 20 years from now, because you know how brothers can be.
Brother 10 years younger assaults and maims older brother in Thanksgiving dinner feud. I mean,
you could literally tell him you wouldn't even be here. And then he's going to say, you know, because kids these days, picks or it didn't happen, big brother. That's what he's going to say.
No.
Okay.
He's going to say, well, I've got this flash video I can show you.
We're going to walk away from this story now.
Slowly. Yes. Slowly. Well, I'm glad you used the term walk away.
There we go.
Because very good segue. This guy tried to walk away from prison in Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
You do your time. It's like a movie. You know, you're doing your time, and they're walking you out. And it is like a movie because I guess this guy, whose name is Marcus Colon, didn't experience even a minute of freedom. The Stamford, Connecticut man didn't get out the front door of the Bridgeport, Connecticut or Correctional Center. He had completed a 9-month stay behind bars for a larceny conviction.
Yeah.
A corrections officer is escorting him to the front door. There you go. There's the door. And on the other side of that, you're done. You're free. The corrections officer said, don't come back, you know. Yeah. So this is like a movie, you know, it's like, let's be careful.
I don't want to see you back here again. Yeah.
All he says is, don't come back. Colon turns around, punches him out. This close. Here's your dude.
Oh, my Lord. So he
parting shot earns man a prison cell again. I wonder if they gave him the same cell.
Oh, my gosh.
How long is he in there for now?
It doesn't say that, but I would imagine probably even longer than the time before. Surely he was charged with interfering with an officer, assault on a public safety officer, breach of peace, and disorderly conduct. That's got to be more than 9 months, right? So you've compounded your larceny.
Yep.
At that point.
Oh my gosh, he wasn't. So I got to go with this because it's right in front of me. I mean, he has to change his name to an exclamation point as opposed to colon. He did it. He punctuated his prison sentence right there, didn't he? See?
Hang on.
I'm sorry.
Very good. There you go. Got it.
But it was right there.
Yeah, it was like it was staring you in the face, kind of.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry to all the listeners and watchers. That was a dad joke right there.
It surely was.
If his middle name is Semi, then I'm going to shut this show down right now. Yeah. So Marcus, back at it, Mr. Colon. And we'll finish up with a Reddit little thread that somebody brought to my attention that I just thought would be an interesting question for you around the Edge studios. What is a common breach of etiquette that annoys you?
Oh, gee. Do I have to pick just one?
A common breach of etiquette. I'm going to go back to the conversation I had with my child. I'm actually putting together a cell phone etiquette contract. For my entire family. And one of the things is don't ask me to do something on your device when I'm literally driving the car.
Well, yeah, I mean, some of these are not just etiquette. It just seems like safety. Yeah, or just common sense.
Dad, can you unlock your phone today? I say, look, hands are on the wheel.
They're asking you to do that while you're driving. Well, there's a lot. It's funny because all of the technology we have now does seem to open up a whole new, world of etiquette. And that was one of the things people, on their cell phones in the, theater that, if you're paying to watch a movie, why would you want to be on your phone? I don't really ever get that either. Some of these, though, I just can't believe having someone in the cubicle next to me or near me at work clipping their finger and toenails. Can you do that at your place? Who does that?
Oh, we have a trough. It's literally a Friday trough where we all get our fingernails and toenails. It's like a clipping frenzy here.
No.
It's a shared experience.
It's like at the Speedway. It's a trough like that, is what you're saying?
Yeah.
I cannot imagine seeing. I think my face would melt off and I would just morph into a puddle.
Just that sound, that clicking, sound.
No.
Lack of the use of please, thank you, excuse me. Not covering your mouth in a cough or sneeze. I mean, this all just sounds like common sense. And here's one that, I don't know, it doesn't bother me as much, but I have heard people say this many times. People making loud smacking noises when they eat. Ugh. Stuff like that. And as the parent of two kids who were boys, you can imagine what that sounded like, when they were teenagers. Absolutely. So I guess I could, using speakerphone in restaurants, not blocking someone in a store on a sidewalk, failing to notice that a line is formed, barging out to the front, interrupting an employee who's helping another customer. I guess we've all done that. Or like if you're at a department store or wherever, some retail outlet, and they answer the phone and spend, all the time on the phone instead of you who took the time to come visit them in person. So some little breaches of etiquette.
Well, there's a lot of technology references in this Reddit. And I mean, that's the thing, is that etiquette really hasn't been defined completely inside of the tech use. And I think we're all kind of subject to this regularly, and there needs to be a bit of a line defined of, okay, you don't bring cell phones into a meeting.
Or church.
Oh my Lord.
Oh, I know. I don't know how many times. Yeah. We've been sitting in church and you'll hear, all of a sudden, and there's no, it's not a sign from above. It's a sign.
Those aren't angels getting their wings.
It's not him calling.
It's someone's purse, that they're going to be rifling around then in the pew for the next 20 seconds. So, I know. I guess it's the FOMO, the fear of missing out. People can't just leave it behind for an hour and a half or whatever. Mm.
Paul, technology. That is an entire conversation.
Yeah,
right
I know. That's a
another
whole different
day.
Deal. Yes. We'll see you in another day for something like that.
That's more
right
of a...
Right now, I'm just going to walk out on you, though, in a breach of video etiquette. I'm just going to leave you right in the middle of your show right now.
Wow. Well, don't leave me before you give us... we're actually going to do something else today. We're going to actually let Brittany actually take
I
on
decided,
the...
She said, it's fun to have you on the show or whatever, but, could I be the weather person? Yep. And so... Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to take the big step of putting up my forecast, but having a civilian describe it, okay? Are you ready for this, B?
I'm ready. I was born to do this.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Paul. And we'll catch you next week.
I'm just going to sit back and watch here in Studio B.
With crossed arms and judgment. Look at that.
Don't you judge me, Paul.
Fantastic. Take it away, B.
Looks to me like rain chances will continue through this evening. And did you know that we gained over an inch of rain yesterday? That is the most we've had since July 11th. Periods of showers will return for parts of Friday and Saturday. Sorry about that. Temperatures will remain a little below average in the foreseeable future. But all in all, according to my eye, not too shabby.
This is Edge of Indy, showcasing Indianapolis tech trends, marketing industry champions, and business innovation. Broadcasting from Edge Media Studios. Now, let's get back to today's topic.
Okay, coming up, we are joined by some fine folks from Indy Due Day. So we're jumping into this new segment. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
You are more than welcome. Let's introduce our friends here. We've got Jenny Dexter, Director of Business Development at Matchbook Creative and co-chair for Indy Due Day. And we have Patrick Bricoldo, home care co-owner, senior one care and a co-owner, CNA and co-chair of Indy Due Day. I've never read a longer title.
Yep. I was trying to get all those vowels in there.
You've got a lot going on, basically.
Very important. Yeah.
Very busy.
Very important man, I just should say.
Well, friends, welcome to the show.
Thanks.
Thank you.
So you're here to discuss an upcoming Indy Due Day. That's September 28th, 29th, and 30th. It's an initiative managed by the Rotary Club, which you both are a part of. So tell us what gives. What is this Indy Due Day?
Yeah, well, Indy Due Day is a set of couple days that you said there, the 28th, 29th, and 30th. Where residents of Indianapolis really get to go out and make a difference in their communities, inspire others to kind of participate, and then, you know, really taking care of each other. So it's a great event to get, you know, out in the market and help impact our communities.
Oh, that's very cool.
And there are three different ways to get involved, right? Like, this is not just a one-size-fits-all. There are three different ways you can get engaged. Can you tell us about those?
Yeah, well, you know, the quickest way obviously is to volunteer, which is really what we're here to talk about today, is to get on the site and sign up for some of the projects that are there. But we also work with organizations, churches, nonprofits, even some schools where they can actually create projects and recruit people to come out and work with them. Some of those organizations actually create their own projects themselves. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like a team building retention type piece, go out and help somebody around the neighborhood. So, yeah.
So you should be busy that day. Everyone should be doing something
that day.
3 days.
Yes. So 3 days. Yes.
Yeah.
So last year you had more than 17,000 volunteers that actually participated in over, get this, 125 projects throughout the city over the course of 3 days. That's huge. Yeah. I mean, just to be able to get that many people focused in 125 different areas as well and keep track of it all. This year, your goal is 20,000 volunteers and 200 projects.
That's right.
How are you going to do that?
Yeah.
Well, we're recruiting you two.
That's right.
So that's just two more.
Yeah. Wait a minute. What's going on here?
You didn't know that? That was the whole...
Brittany.
Yeah, we just needed two more. That's it.
We're done.
We were at 19,998.
Oh, good job. Good.
I guess we got to get the word out. Yeah. All right, everybody who's listening to the stream, you need to share, because I'm not going to do 200 projects
That's right.
alone. All right? I'm just saying.
Yeah. And I will.
She's got her wine with her.
We got to bring Marcus along and help out there.
It'll be fun.
Yeah. Yes. Well, you know, the projects, there are a wide variety of things that are out there. They're really for everybody and really any ages. Yeah, to get out there and help. And so going to that website, you could really find a lot of really neat things.
I want to read some of them off
because please.
Some of the companies that have projects this year are amazing. So we have like the Alzheimer Association, Big Brothers Big Sisters, IPS Schools, Indy Parks, Indy Reads, Salvation Army, Humane Society. I mean, like, it just goes on forever. So how would you advise people or individuals or small teams even get involved and actually go in there and select a project? Like, what would your advice be in terms of selecting what they should be doing?
Well, first thing I would consider is what interests me. What do I like to do? Is it something, a lot of these jobs could be landscaping or outdoor improvement, general cleanup, beautification, or they're indoor activities. Again, beautification, mostly organization, that kind of thing. Or do you want to work with children? Do you want to read books to kids? Do you want to work at a food pantry? Do you want to install smoke detectors? Do you, so just kind of go through the organizations that, you know, usually there's something that's in our history that would inspire us to be attracted to one organization or the other. That's the first thing I would do.
Yeah.
And then you can sign up on our website, or you can contact the project organizer, especially if you have a big group of people and you're like, I've got 10, 20 people. We'll just contact
this. You mean like a company?
Like a company, like Site Strategics could call, or get a hold of the organizer, the project organizer, and say, we're going to handle this. And then you just take it over. Yeah, we got this. We'll help you out this year.
To let you know, Kelly Tingle says she's going to do one or two projects. So, I mean, got to make sure.
Thank you, Kelly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good job, Kelly.
Thank you, Kelly. I think you know this person. Nikki Percola is saying, my boys and I plan to volunteer.
Oh, boy.
Probably a good plan.
Yeah. Thank you, Nikki.
That's right.
So, on top of this, everybody on the Facebook, you need to be able to share and go tap somebody on the shoulder that they need to listen to this and understand what Indie Do Day is all about. I mean, the projects are for all ages.
They
right?
are. There are. There's for younger kids, just off the top of my head, it's with an arts organization where they can go and write thank you notes or decorate thank you cards.
Oh.
And that's really cool.
Yeah
isn't that sweet? Yeah. So, and just projects like that. So, you don't, you know, if you're want to take your 5-year-old or, you know, your 3-year-old and start doing community projects with them as a family, that's something for you to do.
What if you want to do a project as a family disciplinary effort here? If I want to bring them all out and dig a ditch.
That would be manual labor
I would think about Indy Parks.
Right. I'm trying to overlap here, yeah. Keep Indianapolis beautiful, and I can also make my children suffer.
But another thing that you could think of, because you are Boy Scouts, right?
Yep, and so, Cub Scouts. We got
Cub
all
Scouts. So, and also with Girl Scouts, these are great ideas for troops to go on, because they're always looking for community service hours with those the kids. And
absolutely,
so you can go to our website. It's all there for you. It's organized really well, and select something.
Yeah, and you know, the mayor's involved in this project as well. He created his own citywide initiative,
absolutely,
It's My City. And you know, it's as simple as simply going outside and picking up trash. So on your lunch hour, you could go with your coworkers and go outside and literally just pick up trash. And
so wait, you're telling me I can go outside, pick up some trash, and I can consider that a project, and I can file it with you, and I've done my job.
You put it on the website, and there's a little spot right there, and congratulations, you're part of Indy Do Day.
Yeah, that's right. In fact, It's My City has a project for the September 28th.
Cool.
They are trying to get the Guinness Book World Record for most people picking up trash in one day.
Yeah.
That's the 28th.
And it's a partnership with KIB, Keep Indianapolis Beautiful, who was on your show earlier this year.
Friends.
So it's a great way to just get out. Again, it's all about impacting the community, which in this day and age, I think that's what we're talking about.
Well, in the variety of these projects, you think about, like, you're benefiting nature and men and women and children and all the things and all the creatures. Everybody will get touched by this, which is great.
Well, think about Anheuser-Busch right now going down to Houston to, you know, help with the hurricane. I mean, it's the same thing here, helping organizations out there.
Think about your local Red Cross.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's a wonderful place to connect with.
And, you know, the hope is once you do it, you're going to keep doing it again.
Mm-hmm.
And in the end, it's all about impacting that community.
I know. You're absolutely right. So we invite everyone to really, we're going to put out a call to action here.
Absolutely.
For all of our viewers, all of our listeners, you know, why should Indianapolis community get active and get involved? Well, you need to start volunteering because nobody's going to do it besides you. And this is exactly what we talk about on the show on a regular basis is, you know, share the show, get this show in front of people and say, hey, you know what? We should probably do this. You know what I mean, a wife and husband should be saying, you know what? Let's do what they're talking about here. And you can go to the Indie Do Day sites and be able to find different projects that you can pick from what you would like to do or do something yourself with your neighborhood.
And, you know what I was just thinking?
Yes.
Companies who work in the same building should maybe challenge each other. I've already put that out there. Maybe I was talking to the wrong person.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think. We're going to publicly shame you, Donna Gray. We're going to call you out.
I will say, we've already connected with the Benjamin Harrison presidential site. They have a project listed on their website, and they're our neighbors.
Well, that was easy. It's right down the street.
Well, you can do it, too. It's about our they're going to clean up our neighborhood.
We're going to find two projects to do at Site Strategics. That's what we're going to find. Two projects.
And if they find three, we're going to find four. Game on, Matchbook Creative.
Bring it.
Just saying.
Let's do this.
Oh, I'm getting myself in trouble.
Together we will clean up the whole city, this building.
This is good. We want to beat that 17,000 people we had last year. We got to get to 20. Yeah, so that's great.
He's going, okay. There's got to be more than this. So how many people are in these organizations?
Get the Excel spreadsheet out. Count that. Yeah.
Okay, so here's how you can connect with Indie Do Day. Website is indiedoday.org. And gosh darn it, I'm not going to go zippity-doo-dah. IndieDoDay.org. And at Twitter, it's IndieDoDay. Facebook is IndieDoDay. And Instagram is IndieDoDay. And you're a winner.
Good job. You won.
Yeah.
Consistent branding. Consistent branding. That's very important.
Across the horn. That's fantastic. You'd be surprised. Not all of the guests have that all together.
Sometimes it's hard.
It really
in
is.
In all fairness. But.
Well, we got a few smart people on the team, so that helps.
So final last words about Indie Do Day and what you look at in the future of this organization.
Well, I think, you know, the fact that it's managed by the Rotary Club of Indianapolis, which we have to mention. I mean, they're one of the largest clubs in the world, Rotary Clubs, and it's right here in our backyard.
Yeah.
Just has huge impact on our city, and being able to use Indie Do Day is kind of that platform to give back. You know, the future is bright. We want more people participating. And, you know, service in itself is what it's all about. And if we can give back, just the impact on the communities is great. So,
and it's not big efforts, it's little efforts too. And I'm going to double down here. Kelly Tingle actually said, my daughter and I take brownies to their local fire department, I believe. I mean, that's fantastic.
I mean, there's just a story every day that happens. We've had folks who started a food bank in a food desert on an Indie Do Day, which was just one day. It's turned into 365 days a week.
Very cool.
Or a year, excuse me. It just flourishes like that. So
I know that there's a lot of kids programming that visits like nursing homes and that kind of thing. So even small gestures like that are really impactful.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be costly. It doesn't have to be involved or law.
It's just about time. It's just about time.
Yeah, good intentions.
That's right.
Yep.
All right, so make sure you do something on those dates. Let's get the dates again. September
28th, 29th, and 30th.
Check in at Indie Do Day and also share your story on their Facebook page.
Yes, please.
Because, I mean, we won't know about you unless you don't.
And we need to count you. 20,000.
Yeah, don't do something and not be counted. Yeah.
Yes, please.
I mean, come on. We got to get those numbers up. Okay. That's a wrap for today's show. Thanks so much for everybody participating today. We're certainly going to make a challenge happen with Matchbook Creative. It's a foregone conclusion.
Let's do it.
We will own them. Own them.
Bring it on.
Thanks so much for listening and watching. And be sure to be able to jump in there and comment and share the Facebook stream because we want to be able to have that level of interactivity. And to share with us what you want to talk about inside of Edge of Indie, because that's what this medium is all about. It's always great to be able to have these type of guests come on the show and certainly suggest who we should be talking to really share what Indianapolis is doing from local movers and shakers and people that make Indianapolis great to live and visit. So thanks so much for everybody, and we'll talk to you next week on Edge of Indie. Take care.